Let's go to sport now. Team New Zealand's America's Cup campaign has reached a new milestone with the launch of the boat they will sail to defend the old mug, unveiled this afternoon. The launch has been a long time coming after they won the Cup in Auckland in 2021. Joining me now is sports reporter Jonty Dine, who is at Team New Zealand's base. Okay, Jonty, what's going on down there?
Well, it's all go, Lisa. We have the team members with sailors, designers, supporters and sponsors all having a few drinks and a bit of a schmooze as they await the unveiling of the name and design of this boat. So plenty of buzz surrounding what those will be or look like. And it's set to be unveiled in about an hour's time. So the boat's currently under covers, hanging off a crate, and there is a really good crowd building, young and old, in front of that, awaiting that unveiling very eagerly.
You haven't been tempted, Jonty, just to have a little quick peek underneath the cover?
No, they're guarding. It's a very, very closely guarded secret at the moment, Lisa, so no, you'd be a brave man to try.
Okay, from the ocean to the racetrack now, where the screech of supercars returns to Aotearoa this weekend.
They do, yeah. So after more than a year's absence, supercars are officially back, and the latest round of the V8s will be held at the Taupo International Motorsport Park for the very first time. And I spoke to the owner, Tony Quinn, today, and he's just like a little kid on Christmas Eve, and he's not the only one. The event's been sold out across both days, and Tony says it just goes to show that the country's just been crying out for some supercars action.
It's a well-known fact that motorsport in general in New Zealand is a very highly supported, sport. And, they haven't been here for a year or so. It's a sellout. There's not a seat in the house.
Of course, the series left Auckland in 2022, so it has been a bit of a long wait for fans. And locals got a bit of a preview today as all 24 of the multi-million dollar V8s roared through the Taupo Town Centre. And among them, of course, we've got Kiwi drivers Richie Stanaway and Matt Payne. They will both have special New Zealand-themed liveries on their Mustangs this weekend. So plenty to look forward to, plenty of talent on show. And as Quinn said, he hopes this is just the start for Taupo and hoping it'll become a regular fixture on the motorsport calendar.
And to the Black Caps now, and there's going to be a depleted side set for action in Pakistan?
There will be, yes. Quite a depleted team, really. It's always a tough ask in Pakistan, regardless of how much experience you do have. So a massive challenge awaiting the Black Caps. Kane Williamson, Adam Milne, Fennellan, Trent Bolt, Tim Southey, the list goes on in terms of big names missing. But, of course, that does give a chance for some of the fringe players where there's some new names debuting, the likes of Tim Robinson, Zach Foulkes. So, and Michael Bracewell said, he's confident that they compete regardless of who's missing.
There was a few guys missing last year from this series when New Zealand played Pakistan this time last year. And I think that series showed that we can compete against these guys. 2-2 was a pretty fair result in the end. That will be a great challenge for us as coming in here and getting our feet on the ground pretty quickly and getting used to the conditions here in Pakistan. But yeah, it has to be enough time. We've got to go out and play an international game tomorrow, so we'll be ready to go.
Of course, the T20 World Cup, not far away at all, so New Zealand will be wanting to build as much depth as possible. 2:30 tomorrow morning, Lisa, for that game, so early rise for cricket fans. And apologies if you can hear that voiceover. It sounds like the poor fitty down here at Wynyard Court is just about to kick off.
Well, you better get your skates on then, Jonty. Thank you so much. That is sports reporter Jonty Dine, who's down at Team New Zealand's base with their new boats under wraps there, but they soon hope to get a little tiny peek at what that will be that they're sailing to defend the old mug.